Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. Today I'm at the Anthony Hughes Walking Football Festival, which is being held at Merthyr Town Football Club. And here I got the chance to meet some amazing and truly inspirational members of the walking football community. So without further ado, let's go to the Walking Football. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Gary Bartlett.
Hello, Gary. And what is your job up at this tournament today?
Well, I'm the referee's manager for Wales Walking Football. And Mandy, who's organising today's event, asked me to get some referees together to officiate at today's tournament, which I've done.
That sounds fantastic. And how did you get all the referees together?
There's quite a few contacts I've got in the refereeing world. So we've managed to assemble a team of officials, four from Wales and three from England. So we're a mixed bunch today. And there's a mixture of experience as well. We've got some experienced ones and a couple of fairly recent additions to the refereeing fold. And it'll be good for them to have this experience today.
That's absolutely brilliant. And will you be refereeing yourself today?
I will, yes. That's my main role. Although I call myself the manager, I still enjoy refereeing very much. So, yes, I love it.
And are you looking forward to today?
I am, yeah, because it's nice to have the ladies competing competitively, but in a friendly way as well, because it's a nice tournament. It's for a good cause, and so that's important. And it's all about enjoyment today, really.
Absolutely. And how did you become a walking football referee?
Well, I was a referee, 11-a-side, for 25 years in Welsh League.
25 years.
Yeah, 25 years, a long time. But I had a knee replacement then, about 10 years ago, so the surgeon advised me not to carry on refereeing, so I stopped, gave all my stuff away, and then walking football came along. And I thought, oh, I can have a go at that, and I enjoy playing as well. And when I was playing, it looked to me as if they needed some referees, so I looked into that, and there was indeed a course for referees to take up walking football refereeing, so that's what I did. And it's very enjoyable, so I'm back to where I was, really.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And you mentioned you had knee surgery. Do you feel like there's quite a lot of referees and other people in the walking football community that have come to the sport from surgeries?
Yeah, I think so. In Wales, certainly, there's a referral system from NHS where people are referred into sport, which they can undertake, one of which is walking football. And so that's a good way of people getting back into sport and being active rather than sitting at home and doing very little.
Well, learned something new today. I did not know so the NHS could refer people to walking football.
They can, yeah, through the GPs.
Absolutely incredible. And on to today's tournament, which team do you think is going to win?
Oh, I don't know, and I don't really care who wins. It's all about enjoyment.
Absolutely.
And that's the main thing. As long as all the players enjoy themselves and have fun, that's great. And that's all we want, isn't it?
That's what it's all about. Well, thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed, Baz.
Not a problem.
And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time. I'm refereeing Walking Football.
Thank you very much.
Best up to you, Diolchenfawr. Yeah,
thank you. Diolchenfawr to you.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hi, my name's Sue Mulder and I play for Braunton Ladies and Devon Over 60s.
Hello, Sue from Braunton, and whereabouts is your club based?
North Devon.
North Devon, and what days and nights do you train and play on?
We do a Monday evening, which is just playing, Wednesday full training, and we do a Friday where we have mixed men and ladies for fun.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. So if you're in the Braunton area, you want to play walking football, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays.
Yep, exactly.
Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, put it in your diary. That's fantastic. And how did you get into the sport yourself?
Via my daughter. I was feeling a bit down because I'd had recovering from a broken knee. and wasn't very active. My daughter started playing walking football as she had been suffering a long-term injury after playing 11s. So she got me into it just before Christmas. So the end of 2023.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And you said your daughter got you into it.
Yep.
Is she with you today?
She is. She's playing in the over 40s.
That's absolutely fantastic. Best luck. What's your daughter's name?
Chloe Ann.
Chloe Ann?
Yeah.
Shout out to Chloe Ann. Best luck with your walking football career and good luck today.
Thanks very much.
Speaking of today, how far do you think Broughton's going to go?
All the way.
Broughton's going all the way?
They are. Definitely all the way.
All the way. And how many goals are you going to score?
Me, hopefully at least one.
You're going to get one?
Yeah.
And how many is Chloe Ann going to score?
She usually plays in defence, but I'm not sure if she's going up as striker for a small part of today, so hopefully she'll get one as well.
I see. And so if she's defended, you reckon she'll get loads of clean sheets as well?
Yeah, definitely.
That is absolutely fantastic. And what do you like most about playing walking football?
We've got such a great bunch of ladies. We're all there for each other. We help each other out. We have fun. You know, even our friendly competitions are just so much fun. And we've got such great comradeship between us. And everybody helps each other out. So it's good. We all take turns in travelling because we... Being in North Devon, we have to travel miles to get anywhere.
It is quite a way
from Devon to
Wales.
It surely is.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to be interviewed by us.
Thank you. On
behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy other time playing walking football.
Thank you very
Best
much
to you.
Indeed.
Come
nice
on, Broughton.
Come on, Broughton.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hi, it's great to be here. We've come down from Scotland. We're part of the Tartan Thistles, so we're raring to go today.
That is absolutely fantastic. And what was your name?
Nicola.
Nicola, and what club are you playing for again?
So it's Tartan Thistles. So we're a combination of two teams from Scotland. So Genefield and Brayhead.
That's absolutely fantastic. And whereabouts is Brayhead based?
So it's in central Scotland, so Stirling.
Stirling.
Near Stirling Castle and so very central Scotland.
That's absolutely fantastic. And what days and nights does your team train on?
We train on a Tuesday and a Thursday and sometimes a Wednesday morning if we can skive off working time.
That's absolutely fantastic. So if you're in Brayhead area and you want to play walking football, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, is put it in your diary.
Yep, excellent.
Fantastic. So how did you get into walking football yourself?
So I was playing 11s until maybe 5 years ago. And then I got to the end, you know, my legs just weren't as sprightly as they were. So, I thought, go along, give walking football a try. Never heard of it, never done it before, and it was just absolutely fantastic. The community is great, the matches are fantastic, and, you know, the whole social element, football element is just awesome.
That's absolutely fantastic. And what do you like most about walking football?
Meeting new people and the opportunities it's given to sort of travel around. This is my first time in Wales, so it's given me a good chance to come down to Wales, meet some lovely people, and you know, we're over in Algarve, been to Salou, just all these opportunities that I never thought would happen. So it's just the whole big community's opened up so many opportunities in Scotland and Wales as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. And on to today's tournament, how far do you think Brayhead's going to go?
All the way.
Brayhead's going all the way?
All the way.
That's fantastic. And what position are you in today?
I'm playing up in defence today.
You're a defender?
Yep, I'm a defender.
And how many clean sheets will you get?
Oh, how many games are we playing? I think we're playing 7. I'm going to go 5.
5 out of 7. So, Nicola, you're going to get 5 out of 7 clean sheets. And do you reckon you'll score today even though you're a defender?
I might sneak up and try and pop in with a little last minute sneak up the side and
last
try and get a goal.
Yeah, last minute goal. I see. Well, best of luck to you and your team. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you.
Nice. Come on, Brayhead. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
It's great to be here. It was 6.5 hours from Brighton, but it's well worth it to come to this lovely stadium. I'm really pleased to be here.
I see. And is Brighton your club?
Our team is sociable. Social by name, social by nature. So football, but fun and fitness and friendship as well.
So sociable. Well, that is a good name for a team.
Yeah,
what's your name?
My name is Jane.
Jane Jolly. Jane Jolly from Sociable.
Yep.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And whereabouts in Brighton is your team based?
We're based in Port Slade, which is west of Brighton. Right. And we play on Monday evenings and Friday mornings. And we mostly do local tournaments, but we like a couple of more far-flung exotic locations, like Merthyr Tydfil.
I see. That sounds absolutely fantastic. So if you want to play walking football and you're in Port Slade area, Mondays and Fridays, put it in your diary.
That's absolutely right. A warm welcome to everybody. Whatever your fitness level, your experience, you're welcome at Sociable.
And that's really what it's all about?
It is.
Absolutely. And how did you get into the sport yourself?
I saw an advert for people to join up online. Went along, was a bit nervous, didn't know anybody, but it's such a great bunch of women. Really supportive, really friendly, and we apart from playing football, we go out socially together, so it's really nice.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And have you guys played in many tournaments before?
We have. We played in Portugal last year.
Oh, wow.
We play quite a lot of tournaments locally, so Bexhill, Worthing, and the surrounding area. That's mainly local teams, but a few London teams as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. And how well do you normally do in your tournaments?
We do okay. We're sort of average, I would say. Mm. Yeah, but we're improving all the time. And of course, we're going to win today.
Oh, that's the spirit. And what's your position do you play in?
I'm a goalkeeper.
You're the goalkeeper.
I am indeed.
Normally in the podcast, I do a goalkeeper joke, but today I might save it till later.
Okay.
So you'll get it eventually.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So you're a goalkeeper. How many clean sheets can you get?
A few, I think. Yeah, I like to do a bit of diving. That's my speciality. Yeah.
Diving.
Yeah.
I think. Well, good luck. Good luck with your diving. And yeah. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed, Baz. And on behalf of everyone at walkerfootball.com, wish you happy all the time playing walker football.
Thank you.
Best luck to you. Come on, Sociable.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Sam.
Hello, Sam. What team are you playing for today?
Arden Pinks.
Arden Pinks. And whereabouts is your team based?
In Birmingham.
I see Birmingham. And what days and nights does your team train and play on?
We play every Tuesday night.
Every Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Well, if you're in Birmingham area and you want to play walker football, Arden Pinks are on Tuesdays. Put it in your diary. Fantastic.
Thank you.
So tell me, how did you get into the sport?
Through my partner. She plays, so I've just came along. I was the photographer and now I'm playing as well.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. What position do you play?
I can play anywhere.
Anywhere?
I prefer defence, but I can go wherever they want me.
I see. And how many clean sheets do you normally get?
Not that many at the moment.
Not that many?
No.
I see.
It's all good fun, though. That's what it's all about. It's all about having a laugh. All good fun. Yeah.
And speaking of today's tournament, how far do you think Arden Pinks will go?
Well, we're hoping to go all the way, but you know, as long as we have fun along the way, that's all that matters.
Absolutely. And how many clean sheets will you get in today's tournament?
Well, again, we're going to try not concede any, but there's some good teams out there, so that probably won't happen.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to be into Buzz. On behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you.
Best luck to you. Come on, Arden. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hiya, I'm Emma and I'm playing for Braunton, but I'm playing for Merthyr today. In goal, obviously.
Hello, Emma, and you're a goalkeeper.
I am a goalkeeper, yes.
You know, normally at this point in the podcast I do a goalkeeper joke, but today I'm going to save it till later.
Oh dear.
So I should probably put a glove on that one.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, back of the net.
Yeah, it is. And how long have you played walking football?
About 2 years now.
2 years? Yeah. Going on 2 years,
yeah. Probably as a keeper for about a year. I wasn't very good outfield, so they put me in goal.
And why are you playing for Merthyr today?
Because it was a last minute decision. I wasn't able to come and then I was, and then it was like, so we all had our keepers set up, so Merthyr were short of a keeper, so I stepped in for them.
I see, that's absolutely fantastic. And do you know if you'll be facing Broughton today, which is your home club?
I probably will, yes. I'm sure I will, yeah, because I'm playing for the 50s.
And what do you think that's going to be like?
Interesting, but I'm still going to do my best to save any goals that they try and get past me.
I see. And how many clean sheets do you normally get?
I've had a couple, but yeah, let's hope for one today.
I see. Yeah. And how did you get into walking football in the first place?
I was at a community group, and I heard a lady talking about it and thought, that sounds interesting, because when I was young, there was no girls women's football or anything like that. So I spoke to her about it and started playing, going along. Then after a while, I decided to go to play as a keeper.
That's absolutely fantastic. And do you feel like you've made lots of new friends since you started playing?
Oh yeah, it's a really good atmosphere. It, like your own club, and then you know, you come to things like this and you make friends with people as well. Everyone's really friendly and nice. And
absolutely, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And onto today's tournament. Mm-hmm. How far do you think Merthyr is going to go?
Oh, we're going to win, obviously.
Merthyr's going to win.
Absolutely. I'm getting looks from my teammates.
Yeah. And how many clean sheets do you think you're going to get?
I'll go for four.
Gonna go for four clean sheets.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well, good luck to you and your team.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed, Baz.
Thank you very much.
And on behalf of everyone at walkerfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time. I'm playing Walker Football. Best of luck to you. Come on, Merthyr.
Thank you. Come on, Merthyr.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Whilst our host takes a break, Walking Football Limited are available to attend your walking sports sessions, match days or tournaments. Our friendly team would love to come to your event to film and photograph the on-pitch action and interview the players. We produce high-quality content which we share with the walking football community via our website and social media channels. Best of all, this service is available at zero cost to you or your club. So, if you'd like to feature in a podcast just like this one, please email us your details to admin@walkingfootball.com.
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with Jan, who plays for Birmingham, whose team is currently playing a game. Tell us, how's it going?
We're 1-0 up at the moment, so we're doing really well. Hope to keep it at that. Don't want to let them get a goal.
They
haven't had any shots on goal yet, so that's a good thing for us.
That's absolutely fantastic. And who scored the goal?
Kelly Priest.
Kelly Priest.
Yes.
Shout out to Kelly. Well done for your goal. Best of luck in your walking football career. And how far do you think Birmingham's going to go today?
Well, we're hoping they're going to go right to the final. Who knows? Right, don't know. There's some good teams here, so we'll just wait and see.
Going to get to the final. Well, best of luck to you and your team. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you very much.
Come on, Birmingham.
Yes, come on, Birmingham.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is Jason Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hi, my name is Matthew George, and I'm a director at Merthyr Town Football Club, and this is my first Walking Football attendance session today, and it's absolutely fabulous.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Matthew, and how's your experience of Walking Football been so far?
It's been tremendous. I mean, it's positivity everywhere. I think it's, for the people that are playing, it's just superb. And no rain as well, which is always a plus.
That's absolutely fantastic. And what inspired Merthyr Town to set up a walking football team?
I think a gentleman over there, Mel Jenkins, I mean, I think he was one of a few sort of wanted the older generation, but more into retirement and over 50s, wanted to be more active in life. And I think it's brought them on leaps and bounds. Yeah, it's very positive for them all concerned.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And on to today's tournament, how far do you think Merthyr Town's going to go today?
Oh, without a doubt, they'll win.
Merthyr Town's going to win it.
Yeah. No, I think, the participation is just superb and the feel-good factor. So, you know, it's not about winning or losing. I think it's about the taking part.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. And do you reckon one day you might play yourself?
My son would probably play. He's a much better player than me, yeah. But, yeah, hopefully I'll get out there with when I'm a bit more grey.
Maybe one day.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed with Baz, and on behalf of everyone at walkerfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time. I'm supporting Walker Football.
Thank you very much.
Best luck to you. Yeah, come on, Merthyr.
Absolutely.
Jack and Val.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's great to meet you.
All right, it's great to meet you too as well. And I know you come a distance to be here, but you a big, big welcome to Merthyrtown Walking Football and Merthyrtown Women's, Men's, and to Pendaren Park Town's football pitch as well.
Thank you very much. And could you start by telling the listeners your name, please?
My name is Melvyn Jenkins, and it's M-E-L-V-Y-N, but I go as Mel. Everybody calls me Mel.
Nice to meet you, Mel. And what team are you here to support today?
All of them.
All of them?
Of all of them. I'm here supporting the Virindra Cancer Centre.
I see. And do you play walking football yourself?
Yes.
And so how did you get into it?
I got retired when I was 61, and I've been with the football club now for about 60 years.
Blimey.
And I came up here then when they had started walking football when I was 62. And I've been up here now then, thinking it, 13 years. I'm 75 now, so I've been up here 13 years.
So you've been playing for 13 years?
Yes.
That is a while. And how do you think the sport has grown in those years?
Fantastically. It's bigger and bigger all the time. And the women, the Merthyr football, walking football, has been running since, as I'm saying, for 13 years already.
13 years.
And our ladies, Mandy, set up about 2.5 years ago. Yeah. And the enthusiasm of the women is great. The boys all meet up with the walking football with the men.
Oh, yeah.
The walking men, we've got ranging from ages 50 to 80. And we've got about 50 members. And our turnout for more sessions is anything between 30 and 40 twice a week.
That is absolutely fantastic. And on to today's tournament, how far do you think Merthyrtown's going to go?
Everything's bigger and bigger all the time, especially with the women's walking football.
Yeah.
It's flying.
Absolutely. Do you think Merthyrtown's got a chance of winning today's tournament?
No.
You don't think Merthyr's going to do it?
No. I even train with the women now. And they take it more not as a competition, Zipia, as a fun day.
Yeah.
A fun
day. That's what it's all about, really.
Yes, absolutely. When we started with the men, that's what it was all about.
Absolutely.
It's gone a bit more, I shouldn't say it, professional, the men's one. And it's with all the tournaments going around here, it was one of the biggest growing sports in the world.
Absolutely. And How old do you reckon you'll be before you stop playing walking football? Sorry.
At the present moment, I'm having treatment for my cancer.
Oh.
Right. And but I'm still caught as the training. Yeah. I trained all the way to Burnley 2 weeks ago to play for the women up there. About 200 miles there, 200 miles back. And I played in goals for them. But I'm not competitive anymore with the men.
Yeah.
But I have represented Wales at the men in goals. I played for the over 60s, over 65s, and the over 70s. But with my treatment now, I haven't got the strength to play a tournament.
Sorry to hear about your battle with cancer.
There's no problem. They're getting the treatment, and I'm getting on with it.
Yeah. That is good. Do you feel like there's quite a few walking footballers who have had battles with things like cancer?
Yes, we've got a couple of other people who have had cancer up here. We've had people who've got bad heart operations and everything. It is across all areas. Some of them can play football and some of them can't. And that's all it is a good laugh. In Merthyr, after every session, we get together for an hour, teas and coffees,
and it's
building back to my younger days when I was playing football. In my younger days, it's take me back to that that back into my 1960s, 1970s, 1980s. Just take me back into that. Yeah.
Well, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Best of luck to you and your team. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed, Baz. And above everyone at walkerfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time playing walker football.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Happy to have you here. Right.
Nice to see you. Come on, murder.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with Joan, who plays for Brayhead, whose team is currently in a game. Tell us, how's it going?
It is. We are 1-0 down at the minute, but we're coming back. Come on, Brayhead! So, travelled all the way down from Scotland. Wales has been amazing. All the girls are great. We've got a lot of teams we know here from England and Wales, so we're having an absolute ball. Fabulous hospitality. Thank you.
That's absolutely fantastic. And do you reckon they're going to bring you on at some point?
Yeah, hopefully. I played the first game, so I'll maybe get a wee shot again later.
I see. That's fantastic. And are you going to score?
Well, I'll give it a try. Well, you know what? I usually play in the defence, so maybe not. So if I can keep the balls out, that's my first job.
I see. Well, best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking the time to speak to you, Baz. And on behalf of everyone at walkerfootball.com, wish you a happy time playing walker football.
Thank you so much.
Come on, Brayhead.
Yeah, come on, Brayhead.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with Sarah, who plays for Social Bull, whose team is in again. Ames, tell us, how's it going?
It's going well. We've got two knocked up for running, so we've got to be careful. Uh-oh. They're about to take a free kick, and this is our... Oh, here we go. No.
Nothing.
But, yeah, it's going well. It's going well.
That's really good. Is that a captain's armband, I see?
It is, yes, yes.
That's
I'm captain for the day.
That's
for
brilliant.
The over 40s.
That's brilliant. How does it feel to be a captain?
It's quite good. We've got these special banners that we're giving to the other teams so they can remember us.
Oh, that
and
is nice,
it's always hard, the decision, heads or tails.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, heads or tails.
Whatever I call is wrong.
I see. So, what is the score currently?
0-0.
It's 0-0 so far.
I know. It's so close. We've had a lot of chances, but nothing's quite got through.
I see. And if they bring you one, will you score?
Oh, I'd love to.
I think
it's ended now, 0-0.
Well, do you reckon next game you'll get
next
a goal?
Next game we're going to get a goal.
Well, best of luck to you. Thanks so much
for
taking time to be in Two Bars. I'm off everyone at walkerfootball.com. Wish you a happy time playing walker football.
Thank you.
Come on, Social Bull.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
From the team who brought you walkingfootball.com comes a brand new directory of all walking sports. Whether you fancy yourself as a walking basketballer, want to return to rugby, or you're ready to pick up a hockey stick at a slower pace, you'll find them all in our session directory at walkingsports.com. That's walkingsports.com.
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with Em, who plays for Celtic Nations, who's just finished her game. Tell us, how did it go?
Yeah, this was really good. I normally play on a strike, but I'm just a wee bit tiny, so I'm kind of, my steps are kind of fast, which sometimes looks like I'm running, so I called twice for running, but I'm just kind of, so I need to practice on that. But this was a good game, especially the opponent, the Sociables. We met them in Portugal with our international tournament in March, so they became really, really friends with us. And it's also one of the captain, she's the reason, one of the reasons why I'm here. So she encouraged me to come in here. So yeah, it's just not the football, it's a camaraderie and everything. It's really good. So I had a good game.
That's absolutely fantastic. And do you think you're going to score in the next game?
That's what my aim. You know what? With all the leagues I have been playing, I only scored once, although I have not been in the team for long. But that is really, you have to wait if I score. Have to wait for my celebration.
What is your celebration?
It's a secret.
Okay.
It's a secret. So,
well, I'll see if I can catch it.
So hopefully, try to catch up if I manage to score a goal.
Best of luck with your goal. And thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed, Baz. I'm Baz for everyone at walkerfootball.com. Wish you a happy time playing walkerfootball. Best of luck to you. Come on, Celtic Nation.
Yeah, thank you, Celtic Nation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. See you later.
Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's great to meet you.
Hello, pleased to meet you too. How are you?
It's going good, and what's your name?
My name's Mandy Gonicky, and I'm here at Merthyrtown Football Club. I'm on the board here, and I also help to run the Walking Football and the Mothers and Daughters sessions of football.
Oh, that's fantastic. And was it Manny?
Mandy Gonicky.
Mandy?
Yes.
I thought it was Mandy. And so, the Mothers and Daughters Walking Football sessions, I
Yeah, we, what we started well, doing, because some of the mothers have got kids, and they found it hard to find babysitters. Hmm. So what we do, we say, well, bring your daughters with you. And we only started a couple of weeks ago, so it's quite new, but we got a few of the mothers and daughters here today supporting the event. Mm. The idea being they bring their daughters along, they can go and do a session, and one of our other coaches takes the little girls for a session. Ah. So it's working really well at the moment.
That's fantastic. And, yeah. And when it comes to the daughter sessions, do you think there's some budding walking footballers maybe?
I don't know if they want to walk yet. I think they're still happy with running.
As they play running football.
Yeah. They do the running.
Maybe one day?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Definitely.
Day one. That is absolutely fantastic. And you're playing as well as organising today, I heard.
Hopefully. So I'm hopefully playing in the over 60s this afternoon for the Celtic Nations.
I see. So, but how are you going to do it if you're going to play and organise?
I don't know. I'm going to make sure everything is running smoothly.
Yeah.
And then if it's running smoothly, I'll be able to play. I'm fingers crossed.
I see. That's absolutely brilliant. And what got you into the sport?
I bumped into some men in a cafe, actually, with tracksuits on with a Welsh dragon. And I asked what they did, because they all look quite old with grey hair. And I thought they were a bowling team or something. And they said, no, we do walking football. And I said, didn't even know that was a thing. And that's how I started walking football. And I started training with the Merthyr men's team.
That's absolutely fantastic. And what do you feel are some of the benefits of walking football?
Well, it's got to be the team spirit. But it's the exercise.
Yeah.
It's the well-being. Yeah. And of course, the fact now that I've been lucky enough to start coaching the Celtic Nations women's teams, which we only started in January. And we're playing international games tomorrow here against England Walking Football Community. Which is amazing. We've got 27 players tomorrow playing internationals.
That's absolutely brilliant.
You know, so it's more women playing walking football, which is brilliant.
That's absolutely incredible. And what do you think could be done to help the sport grow in the future?
Just more recognition, more money, more sponsors. I know money is huge, and I know everybody says exactly the same thing, but the women, they do mostly pay for everything themselves. They do mostly do everything themselves. But you know, it's getting the grants, it's getting the funding. That would really, really help. And the recognition, I mean, this is fantastic today. You know, Merthyrtown have said, yes, host it here. We paid for the pitch, but they didn't charge us full price. You know, I mean, they could have, if they charged us for full price, we couldn't have afforded to use it.
Yeah.
But they haven't done that. And then today as well, the whole festival is in aid of Anthony Hughes, who sadly passed away with cancer in January this year. So it's the Anthony Hughes Walking Football Festival. We've got an England men's team coming who have all had heart, stroke, cancer and Parkinson's.
Oh yeah, I've met those
teams. Yeah, so they're coming before. Today later on to play in a memorial tournament with the Celtic Nations men and Merthyr men.
Yeah.
And everything today is going to the Velinder Cancer Centre in Cardiff.
I see. That's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
That's absolutely incredible. Edible. And when it comes to organising tournaments, what is your best tip that you give to people who might be listening and want to organise a tournament in the future?
Find a venue first. Know that you have the venue.
Yeah.
Then, much like Gary, I've got to thank Gary today, who's the referees manager.
Yeah.
He has been amazing, absolutely amazing. He sourced all the officials for me.
Yeah.
You know, when they were here early this morning, they've helped to make sure the goal areas were measured out correctly. If you've got that, the teams are just supplementing. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird. You think you've got to have the teams first, but you've got to have the facility and you've got to have the referees. Without them, you haven't got a tournament.
Interesting.
So that's the first thing. Get that in first. Then pick a date. And I mean, I put out for interest for this last year in September.
Blimey.
So that's how far back I put out expressions of interest for this tournament. Because you have to. But it's just amazing. It's amazing to have as many teams here today.
That's absolutely incredible. So basically, venue's number one.
Venue, officials.
Yeah, venue, and officials.
I've managed to get some sponsorship for trophies.
Sponsorship.
But there's a very good trophy shop in a place called Ustramannock.
Oh, nice.
And they've been amazing. And the other thing I've done, I've been involved in lots of tournaments, and you travel a long way, you stay overnight. We've got Scottish players here today.
Yeah.
You pay a lot of money, and if you don't win, you walk away enjoying the experience.
Absolutely.
So the other thing I've done is every player gets a medal.
Yeah.
Every player here will get a medal.
Getting one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So there, and there'll be a trophy for the winners and runners-up.
Yeah.
There's a trophy for the player of each age group that's being voted for by the teams.
Yeah.
So each time they finished, I've asked the managers to bring me a little slip, and they've picked the number of the person that they want to nominate as the player of that game.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, we'll have a player in each age group of the tournament, and they get a trophy. So,
yeah,
it's just about doing those little things.
That's brilliant, and thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us.
That's okay.
And on behalf of everyone at WorkFootball.com, wish you happy, healthy time playing World Football today, and also best of luck with the tournament tomorrow in memory of, who was it?
Anthony Hughes.
Anthony
well, today's is as well.
And today's so, as well.
Today's is as well. But thank you very much for coming.
Best of luck with that, and sorry to hear about the loss of Anthony Hughes as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
And you as well,
my love. Best of luck to Merthyr Town.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on, Merthyr.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with Mel from Broughton, whose team is currently in the game. Tell us, how's it going?
Yeah, going good so far. So, I think it's 2-1 at the minute, 2 Broughton.
So,
but there's lots of smiles out there. They're all having fun. They're all working hard. And, it's a really nice game.
That's absolutely fantastic. And do you reckon they'll bring you on eventually?
Oh, I don't think I'm going to come on for this one. So, we're going to let our 40s play this one. Us older girls are kind of letting the youngsters play so far. So, we've got the youth team out. So, we're going to let them play on this one.
That's absolutely fantastic, and they seem to be doing quite well.
So this is the first. So we've lost one, drawn one, this one so far.
And we're winning this one.
So we'll if we can do that, then that's a perfect
day. That's absolutely fantastic. And how far do you think you're going to go?
Today we're involved with 5 different teams today. So we've brought a mix of players from different teams with us today, so that we could play in each age group with players from other teams as well. So lots of teams from the southwest. So we've got Broughton, Mid Devon. Taunton, Dawlish will be coming. We've got a player here from Droylsden. So, we've got a huge mix of players from all over. So, it's just so that we could play in the different age bands.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well, best luck to your new team.
Thanks
so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. And on behalf of everyone at WorkFootball.com, wish you happy at the time playing Walking Football.
Thank you.
Nice
very
to see you again,
Mel.
Come
you.
On, Broughton.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hello there.
Hello, sir. Could you stop by telling listeners your name, please?
My name's Andrew.
Hello, Andrew. And what team are you here supporting today?
Hartsill.
And who's your favourite player on the team?
Oh, I can't say, can I? Apart from my wife.
My wife, and she plays for Hartsill?
She does, yes.
That's fantastic. And what inspired us to get involved with Walking Football?
Exercise. She's always played football anyway from when she was younger, and... just thought she'd start again.
That's absolutely brilliant. And what do you think are some of the benefits of walking football?
For me, just going around, just follow around, basically. Nothing else to do. For her, it's exercise, it's being in a team. You'd have to ask her.
Team spirit.
I see.
And on to today's tournament, how far do you think Hartsill's going to go today?
They should go towards the end. They're one of the better teams. So, it should be good.
That's absolutely fantastic. So, do you reckon Hartsill has a chance?
Yes.
Hartsill's got a chance. Well, that's the spirit. Best of luck to your new team. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed, Baz. And on behalf of everyone at WalkingFootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time. I'm supporting Walking Football.
Excellent.
Nice to meet you. Come on, Hartsill.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm with Keely, who plays for Hartsill Strollers, whose team's just finished a game. Tell us, how did it go?
Yeah, it was good. We won 2-0. Played really well. Played a lot in our own pitch, pressed them really well. So, really pleased.
That's absolutely fantastic. And did you get one of the goals?
Oh, I didn't. I'm not a goal scorer, unfortunately. I should be, but I'm not.
Do you reckon you'll get one later on?
I hope so.
That's fantastic. And based on that game, do you reckon Hartsill's got a good chance of winning?
I think we have. Yeah, we won 2, drew 1. So, a really good start.
That's absolutely fantastic. It's going to go all the way?
Yes, definitely.
That's fantastic. And what do you think that trophy lift is going to be like?
Oh, it'll be amazing. Especially for a tournament of this standard as well.
Absolutely. And what do you like most about walking football?
I think it's just a chance to play football. It's accessible to everyone. Good friendships, good laugh, get to travel all over the country. And we just love it.
That's absolutely fantastic, and best luck to you and your team.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for taking time to be in touch.
Thank you.
On behalf of everyone at walkingfoot.com, wish you a happy time playing walking football.
Thank you very much.
Best luck to you. Come on, Hartzell.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I see. And how did you get into walking football? Wait, no. Edit out that bit because it was through her partner and she was the photographer.
You're not listening.
No, I did. I just forgot it. Oh, this is going to make a brilliant blooper reel. Okay. 2, 3. Well, thank you so much for taking time to be in Two Buzz. I'm Barf, everyone, at walkingfoot.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you.
Best luck to you. Come on, Arden. Come. Thank you very much.
At walkingfootball.com, we love to attend events and venues to take photos and podcasts. To promote the great work you do for your sport, we post the photos on our website galleries and social media accounts to do this. Due to internet and server speeds, we have to reduce the photo quality and size so that they can download quickly to your phone or PC. They are fine to look at, but if you wanted to use one for a t-shirt, framed photo or poster, the quality is not there. We know how important it is for you and your family to look back on your fantastic achievements. We now provide super high quality full-size zip photo bundles, which are available for you to keep in your digital memory box to cherish and look at with your friends and family, priced minimally to cover server disk space and bandwidth costs. Use coupon code PODCAST to get 10% off the minimal price at the checkout. That's coupon code PODCAST. Get your super-sized photos, great to create everything from a mouse mat to a full-size wall poster or picture today. Just visit walkingfootball.com and download away. You create the memories. We help you relive them forever.